ברוך אתה השם.
Blessed are you, Hashem. Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, King of the World. Al HaMichya V'al HaKalkala. If it's after we've eaten cakes or some other form of mezonot, we say Al HaMichya V'al HaKalkala. On the sustenance, on the things that God supports us with. The Michya is a reference to the foods that sustain us. Mezonot are foods that give us more satiation. If it is after drinking wine, so we'll say Al HaGefen V'al Pri HaGefen, on the grapevine and the fruits of the grapevine. And if it is an after blessing on other fruits of the seven species, for example, after eating grapes, after eating pomegranate seeds, after eating figs, so then one would say Al HaEtz V'al Pri HaEtz, on the tree and the fruits of the tree. And if one ate both, so you say both. Let's say after Kiddush. You had Kiddush and you ate Mezonos. So you say, Al HaMichya V'al HaKalkala, V'al HaGefen V'al Pri HaGefen. And one blessing. V'al Tenuvat HaSadeh, and on the bounty of the field.
We said not Al HaMichya, but Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen
V'al. No, in the beginning we make no discernment. In the beginning we don't make a discernment. In the end we'll get to that. The al tenuvat asadeh, on the bounty that the fields give us, val eretz chemda tova uchava, and on this land that is chemda, could be translated. Let's see how they translate it. No, chemda doesn't mean spacious. Chemda means like chamud, something that is desirable. Yeah. Yeah, but there's let's see how they translate it. Here we go. Yeah, they say desirable. Eretz chemda tova, that is good, u'chava, and spacious. This is the land of Israel. Sheratzita v'hinchalta la'avotenu, that you liked this land, and you gave it to our forefathers as a heritage, as an inheritance. Le'echol mipirya, to eat from the fruit of this land, ve'lisvoa mituva, and to be satiated from the good of this land. So here we had the thanking for the food, corresponding to the first blessing in Birkat HaMazon, and then the thanking for the land, corresponding to the second blessing. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, this corresponds to the third blessing, in which we ask God to again have mercy over us and the city of Zion, the city of Jerusalem. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, God, please have mercy aleinu, on us, ve'al Yisrael amecha. The Sfaradim add aleinu. We Ashkenazim don't say aleinu, we just say Rachem al Yisrael amecha, over Israel, your nation, ve'al Yerushalayim irecha, and over Jerusalem, your city. Ve'al Tzion Mishkan Kevodecha, the Sfaradim will say Ve'al Har Tzion Mishkan Kevodach, the mountain of Zion, which is the place where you rest your honor. Ve'al Mizbechecha Ve'al Echalecha, and on your altar and on your temple. Hechal is really the holy of the temple. Hechal is the holy room, but it's a reference to the holy. No, before the Kodesh Kodeshim, the room outside, yeah. Uvnei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh B'mirav Yameinu, and may you rebuild the city of Jerusalem, the holy city, swiftly in our days. V'ha'aleinu L'tocha, and you should bring us up into the city. V'samecheinu B'vinyana, and make us happy with the building of the city. Unvarecha Leha B'kdusha U'tahora, and we will bless you over it in holiness and purity. And here we would add additions for Shabbos or the Yamim Tovim we'll mention later. Ki ata Hashem tov u'meitiv lakol, for you Hashem are good and you do good unto all others. V'node lecha al haaretz ve'al hamichya, and we thank you for the land that you've given us and for the sustenance that come from the land, or al haaretz ve'al pri hagafen, and the fruit of the grapes, or al haaretz v'al haperot. And here, if we were in the land of Israel, then we would say al peroteha, its fruits, if we're eating fruits from the land of Israel here, so we would say, we thank you for the land and its fruits. Baruch ata Hashem al haaretz ve'al hamichya. Blessed are you, Hashem, for the earth, the land that you've given us, and the sustenance that comes from that land. Now, if it is on fruits that grew in the land, then we would say ve'al peiroteha, and on the fruits that came from the land, this land.
Ken, I thought there's some kind of machloket or something, if I remember correctly, if we should say al hamichya baruch ata Hashem the last one.
Right.
So that's, like you're saying, that it's simple. If you're in Israel, you say it. If you're not in Israel,
no, 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 that's something else. And some have the custom, and then and. But the generally accepted version, as far as I know, is just to end with Allah.
Yeah. I mean, here is the,